Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 33, verses 3 through 11. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord nullifies the counsel of the nations. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart from generation to generation.
The work God does is creative. He made heaven, earth, and all living creatures. He formed Adam and Eve in his image and knitted each of us together in our mother's womb. His work is also powerful. Through his son Jesus, he offers to reconcile us to himself and adopt us into his family. God's work is ongoing, and Jesus is the one who holds all things together. In order to recognize God's handiwork, those of us who are believers need to pray in an active, persistent manner. Christ-centered prayers narrow our focus to the Lord. Then we can more readily identify his actions and see how we are able to join him in his work. The Heavenly Father wants our heart and mind yielded to his will. Pursuing our own agenda shifts the focus to ourselves and makes us lose sight of him. But a submissive attitude prepares us to listen and obey. Regularly concentrating on God's word will clear our mind and help us understand what he's doing. When we combine these disciplines with discernment and patience, we will have positioned ourselves to discover how God is working in our life and in our world. God is still at work today. Ask the Lord to open your eyes to see how he is working around you and to refocus your heart and mind on him.